This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Iran's state media has reported that the helicopter carrying Iran's president and foreign minister suffered what it called a hard landing. Associated Press correspondent Karin Chamas has the details.
Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi was traveling in Iran's East Azerbaijan province, according to state TV. Raisi was accompanied by Iran's foreign minister, amongst other officials. Rescuers were attempting to reach the site, state TV said, but had been hampered by poor weather conditions. There had been heavy rain and fog reported with some wind. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Joe Biden on Sunday told Morehouse College graduates during his commencement speech that he heard their voices of protest over the Israel-Hamas war and that scenes from the conflict in Gaza have been heartbreaking.
What's happening in Gaza and Israel is heartbreaking. Hamas's vicious attack on Israel, killing innocent lives and holding people hostage. I was there 9 days after. Set pictures of tying a mother and a daughter in a rope, pouring kerosene on them, burning them and watching as they die. Innocent Palestinians caught in the middle of all of this. Men, women, and children killed or displaced in desperate need of water, food, and medicine.
The speech is part of a burst of outreach to black constituents by the president, who has watched his support among these voters soften since their strong backing helped him into the Oval Office in 2020. More heavy rains in Afghanistan have triggered flash floods, raising the death toll to 84 in the country's north following weeks of deadly torrents. Local authorities say the new round of heavy rains and floods hit three districts in Faryab province Sunday night, leaving 66 dead, five injured.